WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The 1962 low-budget horror movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane starred two once major actresses, Joan Crawford and Bette Davis, as sisters in a story of escalating and very unsettling sibling rivalry. The conflicts behind the scenes were just as intense as the one depicted on screen. Now Ryan Murphy, the creator of American Horror Story and American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, is presenting a new miniseries on the FX network about the making of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Premiering this Sunday, it's called Feud, Betty and Joan. It stars Susan Sarandon as Bette Davis and Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
As horror movies go, 1962's Whatever Happened to Baby Jane was a B movie, in budget and, if I gave it one, a letter grade. It didn't deserve an A for its scares or its innovation, as Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho did 2 years earlier, or his movie The Birds would in the following year. But there was something about Baby Jane, which is the story of two actress sisters, one confined to a wheelchair, the other obsessed by memories of her glory days as a child star, that was truly, deeply creepy. The director, Robert Aldrich, who had come up from live TV, was good, but was no Hitchcock. The movie didn't belong to him. It belonged completely to Joan Crawford as the invalid Blanche, and especially to Bette Davis as the sadistic Baby Jane. Why make a miniseries out of the making of this particular cult motion picture? Ryan Murphy jump-started the current craze of miniseries anthologies, with new stories and characters being presented each season, with American Horror Story. He's had even more success with The People vs. O.J. Simpson, the first entry in his American Crime Story miniseries. So he's going back to the well a third time for the same network with a new FX anthology series called Feud, dramatizing memorable, very personal conflicts in history. And rather than starting large with some political or philosophical battle, he's starting small with the 8-episode campy drama called Betty and Joan. But as Catherine Zeta-Jones notes, while in character is the role of fellow actress Olivia de Havilland, it's quite a story.
You know, they only made one film together. And how that happened and what happened afterwards, well... Well, that was a story and a feud of biblical proportions.
Because it's only an 8-hour commitment, the supporting cast of Feud is unusually strong. Alfred Molina plays the director, Robert Aldrich, who has to handle both temperamental actresses at the same time. Stanley Tucci plays studio head Jack Warner, who still resents Bette Davis for suing him to shut down the old Hollywood studio system of 7-year contracts. And there are plenty of other stars, including appearances from regular Ryan Murphy rep players Sarah Paulson and Kathy Bates. But the real electricity in Feud is generated from the same source as in Baby Jane. It's the sight of two iconic actresses sharing the stage and crossing swords. In Feud, it's Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange. And in Feud, the dialogue is laden with comments about Hollywood and ageism and sexism that are just as cutting and as relevant all these years later.
Guess what, Betty?
I have finally found the perfect project for the two of us.
It's always been my dream to work with you. Do you remember how I begged Jack Warner to put us together in Ethan Frome?
With Mr. Gary Cooper.
You do remember.
You wanted to play the pretty young servant girl, and I was to play the old hag of a wife. Forget it.
But this is different. These are the parts of a lifetime.
No thanks, Lucille. I've got plenty of better offers.
I know what kind of offers you've been getting. Exactly none, because the same is true for me. They're not making women's pictures anymore. Not the kind we used to make.
It's all cyclical. They'll come back in fashion.
But we won't. If something's going to happen, we have to make it happen. No one's looking to cast women our age. But together, they wouldn't dare say no. We need each other, Betty.
So, what the hell happened to her anyway, Baby Jane?
Read it. Find out. Oh, I'm offering you the title role.
The lead.
You can call it that.
Betty and Joan is a salute to the joys and difficulties and intricacies of filmmaking. It's also a clear salute to female empowerment. Both Sarandon and Lang are producers on this project. And Lang, playing several chameleonic parts on American Horror Story, has demonstrated her range on TV more than she's been allowed to of late in the movies. Television increasingly is where the best and most challenging roles are, and not only for women. But as portrayed here, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford are wonderful roles indeed. And finally, there's the whole idea behind Feud. With the nation as polarized as it is, watching a drama about a constant battle of wills and egos might not sound much like entertainment, let alone escapism. But it is. Sarandon and Lang are so vibrant and so into their respective roles that this first Feud, at least, is much more of a wickedly clever comedy. Betty and Joan has two guaranteed Emmy-nominated performances at its center, and it's a blast.
Feud, Betty and Joan, begins this Sunday on the FX Network. David Biancooley teaches TV and film history at Rowan University and is the author of The Platinum Age of Television.